ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما كذبت ولا كذبت ولا ضللت ولا ضل بي
Ali alayhi salam said, I have neither spoken a lie, nor have I been told a lie. I have neither deviated, nor have I been made to deviate others.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons and profound lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that we should never regard the ruling class or the rich to be better than everybody else, meaning just because you have money or social status or political power or clout, this does not mean that you are better than anybody else. And so one of the things that we do need to keep in mind is the fact that if there is to be a difference among people, right? Well, first of all, let's say that we need to know everybody is equal. All people are created equal before God. And the second thing that we must remember is that if there is to be a differentiation between one person and the other, it is as regards to their faith, meaning how God-conscious they are, how righteous they are, how just and truthful they are, meaning how much taqwa they have, how much piety they have. As this regards, yes, one person is better than the other, for surely how can a righteous person be equal to a criminal? But when it comes to financial status or social status, the poor are just as equal as the rich, the white are just as equal to the black, the Muslim is just as equal to the non-Muslim. Now, when the caliphate of Imam Ali was brought up, of course, the previous ruling class and the rich, people such as Talha and Zubair, they were not content per se with the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam because Imam Ali did not give precedence. He did not give more importance to the ruling class and the rich when compared to the rest of the people. But what happened was that the glory and the greatness of the revolution which brought Imam Ali into power made people like Talha and Zubair keep silent. Now, because Talha and Zubair had been appointed as members of a council which was established by Umar, the second caliph, to select the third caliph, they considered themselves to be equals to Imam Ali. And so they had to pay allegiance to Imam Ali unwillingly. They were part of the ruling class, and Imam Ali denied them special privileges just because they were the ruling class or because they were rich. A very profound lesson and a very great lesson, which of course applies to our very today's day and age, where the ruling class or the rich are considered special people, or they're given special privileges, or they aren't, you know, equal in front of a court of law. They can get away with anything. But here Imam Ali shows us that no, all men, all people, all of humanity is created equal before Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Truly a profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Kull subhan wa kull ashrabiya tabqa ayni bi dam'i mushtabiya qad las'at hayat al hawa kabdi فلا تبي ولا ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Hey, yo, 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 yo
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Today I would like to focus on examples from non-Muslims who admire the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, especially when it comes to Nahj al-Balagha. And we are talking about the non-Muslims of the present day. Sulaiman Qattani wrote a book in the 60s. And see what he has to say about Ali and the words of Ali. He says, 14 centuries with their hours, days and years have dissolved like the grain of salt dissolves in the palm of the ocean. Yet not a letter of your great name has dissolved. The words which have come from your lips have constantly refused for 14 centuries to be limited to time or place, because they carry from you the light of true values of thought and struggles for the reality of life. They cannot be confined to any one framework. And then, you know, he has his way of explaining the struggles of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And there is one point very interesting where he says, as a non-Muslim, studying the life of Ali, he says, is it correct, my Lord, that instead of making frequent visits to you, men disagreed about you? And he knows, you know, history, there was a division among Muslims about him. And then he says, some of them have lost you and have not found you. Some of them have lost you and then found you. And some of them have found you and have then lost you. It is indeed incredible. This is what how, you know, he ends with it. And this is where we have to realize, you know, inshallah, we will not ever be among those who found Ali and then lost him. And this can only happen, you know, if we really get in touch with the spirit of the wisdom that Amir al-Mu'mineen has given to us. And so this was an Arab Christian writer. He's feeling about the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Today I would like to focus on one or two examples from non-Muslims who admire the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, especially when it comes to Nahj al-Balagha. And we are talking about the non-Muslims of the present day. Another contemporary religious writer from the West by the name of Thomas Clary is actually expert in linguistics. He has a PhD in Eastern Asian languages. And he specializes in translating religious texts from Eastern religions, mostly focusing on Buddhism and other religions of the East Asia. But he also has, you know, worked in Arabic and in Quran. And he also actually looked at Nahj al-Balagha and he was impressed with it. And he selected some sayings from that book. and translated it in English and published it. It's a small, you know, booklet with a very interesting and appealing title. You can actually find it in other major, you know, bookstores, especially in U.S., where this was published in Boston in 1996. The title he gives to that book, Selected Sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, Living and Dying with Grace, Counsels of Hazrat Ali. What a beautiful name. That your life and your death, if you want it to be with grace, then you have to look at the wordings and the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.